With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A long-awaited ceasefire in Gaza is a reality this morning. It began after a three-hour delay as there were debates between Israel and Hamas over the release of three female hostages later today. In fact, we just received word the American Red Cross says those three female hostages have been handed over by the terrorists. They're on their way back to Israel. Donald Trump's inauguration schedule includes two traditional church services. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president-elect will start the day Monday by attending a service at St. John's Episcopal Church, located across Lafayette Park from the White House. This is a long-running tradition for incoming presidents. On Tuesday, Trump's first full day in office, he will attend a national prayer service at the Washington National Cathedral. For his swearing-in, the president will use two Bibles, one given to him by his mother, and the Lincoln Bible, which was first used in 1861. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Mr. Trump is likely to have an easier time working with the Senate during his second term.
Trump's 2016 victory sent shockwaves through the establishment and sparked a virtual tsunami of resistance in the Senate, including some from Republicans. The term "never Trumper" became part of the political lexicon as GOP senators like Jeff Flake, John McCain, and Mitt Romney drew the battle lines. 8 years later, Trump will be greeted by a much friendlier GOP majority, including some of his former critics. One of his first victories will be confirmation of a former presidential rival, Senator Marco Rubio, as his new Secretary of State. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
Meanwhile, the president-elect says he plans to issue an executive order tomorrow that would give TikTok's China-based parent company more time to find an approved buyer before the ban sets in. Right now, you can't get TikTok. This is SRN News. The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. The unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. In September, construction began on a state-funded abortion clinic in the southern part of New Mexico that will cash in on what's being called abortion tourism. New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply of abortion pills ahead of President Trump's second administration. New Jersey joins other Democratic-led states, including Massachusetts and California, in stockpiling mifepristone, one of two drugs used in combination to end pregnancies. Last summer, the Supreme Court preserved access to the pill, which is used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions. This is SRN News. Not all of the people fighting the L.A. fires are professionals.
More than 1,000 inmates are fighting the fires that have killed dozens and destroyed thousands of homes. One man serving a four-year sentence for a drunk driving incident that injured someone says firefighting helps him right the wrongs that I have done. Inmates carry very heavy gear while hiking for hours in rugged terrain. They become firefighters for the chance to cut time off their sentences and at the same time to get outside the prison walls for just a while. Jason Walker reporting.
A cutting-edge nighttime show at Disneyland Paris is heralding a bold new chapter for Europe's most visited theme park. $2 billion euro expansion includes all kinds of things, including a new Frozen world and the Lion King land. This is SRN News.